Leah Brooks is a wife, mom of four, and a My Father's World homeschool veteran. She recently retired from coaching USA Gymnastics over a 25-year span. Leah is passionate about educating and equipping children to fulfill their God-given purpose. She is dedicated to rescuing children from the woke agenda that is aimed at grooming, indoctrinating, and preventing critical thinking in the youth of America. She has launched a microschool in Carpentersville, Illinois, and is helping countless others begin their microschool journey. Leah is a voice heard on Illinois Family Actions podcast, calling out both public and private schools who have attempted to strip American parents of their authority and influence in their children's lives. She has been involved in ministry in the local church her entire adult life, either serving in children's ministry, women's ministry, and counseling, just to name a few. Her mission now is to protect children from evil while equipping them to stand against it. This includes honoring parental authority and the Constitution of the United States of America. We are so honored to have My Father's World as a counterculture ministry sponsor. We interviewed David Hazel with My Father's World this past July. Phenomenal insight on today's education crisis and how we can start homeschooling as parents. And we knew right away that our missions aligned. They are committed to helping parents find accurate and godly educational options for their kids. And we are dedicated to exposing lies in today's corrupt education system. It's a win-win. And with that, I want to welcome you to another Counterculture Mom Show. I'm Tina Griffin. I want to give a quick shout out to Caruso.com. That's Caruso, K-E-R-U-S-S-O.com, where you can find conservative, constitutional, conversation starter shirts like the one I'm wearing for you and your loved ones this Christmas season. Go to Caruso.com, stock up, and enter the word Tina at checkout to get 15% off your entire order. This is the Sponsor Appreciation Week, and we would not be able to produce this program without the team financially backing us up with products and services that are the solutions to the issues we address on this program. We're kicking off this series with Leah Brooks, Microschool Pioneer. Leah, how you doing, woman?
I'm great. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for changing the face here of American schools for parents and giving people options. We absolutely have a crisis, and you are the solution to that crisis. So thank you for being alive.
We definitely have a crisis, and I love this intro.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at the flag behind you. I decided I'm going to put a flag on today. We are talking the same language. It's do or die. And we are at that point in America. It's do or die. Thank you for being on the battle lines and the front of the battle lines. You lead a microschool in Illinois, and you're very influential in assisting others in starting microschools based on the same excellent model that you're doing. How long have you been homeschooling?
This is my 15th year of homeschooling. I have one daughter still at home. She's actually homeschooling herself. She's 16. And then I have my youngest daughter, who's 11, in the school that we started this year. I also have two other sons. My oldest is 20 years old. He is a senior at Liberty University, and he is graduating with a degree in government, politics, and policy.
Yeah.
Going to law school.
Woo!
A senator.
That is amazing. I want my boys to meet your boys. My boys are about 7 years behind them, and I want them to be world changers. It sounds like that's what you're doing.
Yes, I am so proud of them. Wow. My second son, Benjamin, just graduated, and he wants nothing to do with college or debt. He is going to be a plumber. That's the plan right now. But he moved to Virginia to live with his brother while he's there. And he was actually president of a Turning Point chapter in Illinois. They're both very involved in politics and got my husband and I involved.
That is amazing. Okay, so wait, your second oldest, Benjamin, wants to be a plumber, and he's the one that used to do political, the whole Turning Point chapters.
Yes, in high school. He was president of a Turning Point chapter.
Okay, how can we change him from cleaning the pipes underneath sinks and toilets to cleaning the pipes of Washington, D.C.? Is that possible?
I don't know, but he's the one. He's the bold one that.
Come on, Benjamin. Come on. America's counting on you, buddy. That is so funny. Hopefully,
can I give him a shout out?
Yes.
It's his birthday today. So happy
birthday. Yay, Benjamin. Come on, buddy. We need to be you to be a plumber in Washington, D.C. I'm going to just speak life over you on that. Maybe his older brother will help convince him and get him that direction.
Yes. Yeah, I hear it. My daughter, who's in high school, is very into art and music. Her name's Elise. And then Piper is 11, and she would like to be the first female president of the United States. So she's praying that there's not one before her.
Oh my gosh. How old is she?
She's 11.
She's going to hurry up and get older, like faster, because it's sad to say, but can America hold on for that many more years? You know, I wish you were telling me she was 40, because then, you know, yes, go for it. But the neatest thing is you instilled godly values, patriotism, fighting no matter what the cost in your children from the bios you gave me of your young kids, even the munchkin who's 11. That is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Way to go, mom, for fighting hard. Now, a lot of parents have decided to homeschool. I know that we had David Hazel on this summer, did a phenomenal job on the whole homeschooling curriculum, what My Father's World actually offers, which is godly curriculum. We're going to get into that a little bit. But today, your angle is microschools. A little bit different angle. I think it's a phenomenal option for families. Before we dive into that, what is happening in your local public schools and, frankly, the public schools here across America that we should be considering pulling our kids out of this communist agenda and putting them into micro schools and the homeschooling option through My Father's World? What's going on in these public schools?
Yeah, so in our local public schools, we've got there's a list of books of that are gay porn with cartoons in them, describing what to do, things with suicide. There's just recently, the school board was calling the parents bigots at a meeting. It's rampant, it's not stopping. And these are our most precious treasures, are our children, and we are throwing them. David likes to say, we're casting our pearls before the swine, and then we're distributing them to the enemy. And it's so gross. It's horrific.
Absolutely. We have done a couple series in the past. I know last July, we did an educational series talking about the graphic Common Core curriculum, the sex ed going on. Absolutely. Can you rattle off some recent titles of books that parents need to be aware of? And parents, just so you're aware, it's not just the books coming home in your kids' backpacks. They might be reading them in the classroom and they never come home, because a lot of schools don't want the parents to be aware of what their kids are reading in these classrooms. Secondly, your kids could easily go to their school library and find the same trash on the shelves. Scholastic, two thumbs down. I used to love Scholastic. It's horrific. It's demonic. Beheadings and women being skinned alive, upside down on tree branches. That is the type of content that we revealed on this program in the last year and a half. That's how grotesque we're talking today. Do you know of any book titles that have been out there for the last year to give parents an idea of what to run from or look for?
So I have someone sending me a list of all of them that are in our school system currently in the libraries. One I came across just today is called Flamer. And it's really disgusting. It is absolute porn. It's child abuse, grooming, and it's in the elementary schools. This isn't even high school, which is not okay.
Right.
This is elementary schools. And it's an evil agenda to indoctrinate our children. And Satan is trying to get our kids' identity. Absolutely. And he is trying to tell them that they have no identity. He's perverting right and wrong and good and evil so that they don't know that they need a savior. And if we don't see that that is the whole goal of the public school system, I am not saying it's the goal of every teacher. That is not what I'm saying at all. It's not the goal of every superintendent, but it is the goal of the public school system that we have bowed our knee to. And as Christians, we keep sending our children to the world system. We're supposed to be in this world and not of the world. And I did not feel like this when I first started homeschooling. What has been revealed in the last few years is so horrific. And we keep putting our kids on the front line of this war. And I hear so many Christian parents saying that we have to, if we take the light out of the school, our children are not the light of the world. We are the light of the world, and we train them and equip them to be the light of the world. And when it's ready, when they're ready, we launch those arrows into the world to affect and impact this world. But we do not keep them in a burning building and try to fix the fire extinguishers or the sprinkler systems.
I am so stirred up about what you're just saying. I have been speaking in public schools for 22 years, 23 years now. I went to a public school. I liked my public school. I went to public school about 30 years ago, 33 years ago. Mm-hmm. Even back then, it was corruption. Throw a condom on a banana, kids, here's what's going on. We're going to lower your standards. You're going to have sex anyway. I'm like, I'm not going to have sex. I know what scripture says. Mm-hmm. I want to wait till my wedding night. And I did. It's possible if we set the standards high. That was the horrificness back then. So here's the deal. You said kids are going to school and parents are using the justification or thinking we need to keep the light in the public school. I just want to tell parents right now, I'm still speaking all around this country in public schools. What happens when our Christian kids go to a public school today is their light is being terminated in their own body. They're not able to shine their light. If they raise their hand because they have a question and they want to say that evolution is a lie, my kids are saved from the pit of hell, but a lie and not accurate information that we were created in God's image. Adam and Eve, male and female, he created them. The simplicity of that is beautiful. But if they tried to raise their hand, they might not even be called on. If they're called on, they would be reamed and blasphemed and teased and bullied as a result of speaking out. Their light is squashed. You're correct. Building is burning down. I'm so sorry. I went on a tangent. You got me all fired up. Now I have to put my hair back in place here. I'm on fire at the moment. We're going to be back to hear more about our current education crisis and what we can do to solve this beast right after this.
The only way we can truly make America great again is by investing in America first. Cortez Wealth Management provides American-based investment opportunities so you can rest assured that your funds are supporting businesses that you value. Are your investments aligned with your beliefs? Are you unknowingly supporting Chinese companies? Do you know if you hold ESG investments? We will help you answer these critical questions and more. Our professionals provide a strategic planning process in our America First retirement plan that is uniquely tailored to meet your goals and objectives. With our competitive fees and personalized service, you will get the best possible protection and security on your investment while also supporting policies and products you believe in. Call Cortez Wealth Management now at 813-448-3446 or visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and schedule an appointment with us today. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Have peace of mind that when you retire, you will enjoy your golden years.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/Fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/4Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
Leah, you got me all fired up. I finally extinguished myself during commercial break. What led you to think about starting a school?
So I never thought I was going to homeschool to begin with. And the Lord really put it in front of me when my son was going to kindergarten. I got the reading list from our town school, neighborhood school. And one of the books, and this is 15 years ago, one of the books was Janie Has Two Moms was the name of it.
Yes,
and I just can't put this in front of him at 5 years old. He was actually four. His birthday's really late. And he's sleeping with stuffed animals. Like, why is this about reading and writing and arithmetic? This is not education. So I decided to keep my son home, not knowing that using this curriculum, I started in kindergarten with My Father's World, and knowing that I just had to do something other than public school. But we kept our kids home. This curriculum was so inspiring to me personally. You were talking about my kids being an example, or I don't remember how you phrased it, but so I credit the Lord 100%. And after that, because of him, what he has equipped me with and anointed me as their mother and my husband as their father, and who these children are and not getting in the way of who they are, but in like inspiring them to be individuals. And a lot of what I said about who they are and what their calling is or what their assignment is within Christianity in their life is due to them figuring out what that is through my father's world. It is so inspiring and it is so rich.
It's a night and day difference. It's a night and day difference, not just the information and the truth going in their brain and how to be critical thinkers, but know that they're designed for a specific purpose and they're unique and created by God. If you strip God out of any curriculum, which Satan knows full well, kids are absolutely going to have an identity issue. Why do you think the suicide rate is skyrocketing, cutting, abortion? They have no standard of morals because they don't even believe that God exists.
Right.
Oh my gosh, you have me so fired up. Part of me wants to raise my fist and get out there and save our children. And part of me wants to just pick up a Kleenex box and cry. But I think I'm going to go with the fist in a good way. A mighty rage.
I taught the exact same thing to all four of my kids.
Oh, so
and they're all so different and so passionate about different things. But that being said, I went and my boys went to a local Christian high school. Part-time, my son went his senior year full-time. He got a scholarship and my other son started there his sophomore year full-time. And this is before my father's world had high school. And so they asked me to teach preschool at the local Christian school.
Oh.
And then 6 weeks later, they came down with the mandates. Now, when they hired me, they said, what are you going to do if these mandates come down? And this was just a year ago in 2021 in the fall.
Wait, you're saying that you got hired to work in an elementary Christian school and then they had ungodly mandates. Fill us in on what some of those mandates were.
Oh, the testing and the vaccine. If you were not vaccinated, then you had to test every day. And I have been an anti-vaxxer, which I didn't used to be public about, but now I am for the last 20 years. And I know what my rights are. I know what the law is in Illinois. I'm not confused about it. It's not something that's new. It's not something that scares me. It says in our law, in the same sentence, that we do not have to test or vaccinate, that we cannot be required to go against our religious beliefs. So I turned in my religious exemption and it was denied. And they walked me out of the school and put me on unpaid leave. So that got me into a time where I had a little bit of space and time to spend that time with the Lord and listen. And he told me to start a school. And I will say the last like 10, 15 years, I feel like I have been pregnant, ready to give birth to something for the Lord. Like I'm ready. Let's go. I keep saying, let's go.
Right.
And I heard him say, start a school. And I started laughing and said, no. And my daughter walked in the room, my youngest, and said, what are you laughing at? And I said, God? Oh, shoot. So I backed up and I was like, fists and I'm not doing this. And I opened my hands and I just said, if this is you, I'm in. And I'm sorry I said no. Like, I don't know what I thought it would be, but it wasn't going to be a school. I homeschool. I don't like school. I just got put on unpaid leave. Like, I don't want to do a school. I don't even know how to do a school. And so that was how it kind of came in front of me. I put it before the Lord. My husband and I prayed about it and didn't tell anyone. I asked my mom to pray also. And then my pastors approached me 6 weeks later and said, we need to start a school and help these kids with what's going on. And we need you to do it.
Wow.
And I just said, okay. And that's from that day on, 15 days in a row, we had miracles. We had provision. We had money. We had a place, everything. And I just didn't know where to start. So I thought, I'm just going to call my father's world and see if they'll do something like start a curriculum for school. And so I called and little did I know that they always intended their curriculum to be for a school, but only homeschool parents bought it. And so that started my journey with David. I took a job with him very shortly after that. And I say, I'm building the plane while I fly it, trying to figure it out with everybody as we're doing this. And everybody's doing it differently. So it's really cool to see the communities and the schools that are popping up. But I believe the name of my school is Keros Patriot Academy, and Keros, I'm Greek, I'm half Greek. Keros is a Greek word, and it means an opportune time. And I have felt like my entire life has led to this Esther 4:14, like for such a time as this. I know how to homeschool. I know how to teach kids. I've been working in gymnastics. I've done all of this stuff with counseling and children, and I didn't know. I thought it was just for my family. And it wasn't. It was for more families. And not just that. People in the United States do this. And it's just, I'm nobody. But the Lord has a plan. And everyone calls with the exact same thing. I feel like I have to do something. I think I'm going to start a school. I don't know what that means.
And look where you are today. This is just absolutely phenomenal. God knows what he's doing. A lot of times he doesn't tell us the big dream, because if he showed us what we're going to be doing a year from now, we'd say, nope, not doing that. And we become a bench warmer, not in the game. I cannot wait to have you on for the last couple of minutes telling people how they can start their own micro school. And honestly, if anyone tuning in right now hasn't been shaken to the core, I know you have been. It's time for us to make the next move. God will honor us for it, and we can save our children. Hang tight.
Hi. This is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
Wonder why you can cut calories and exercise like crazy, only to eventually gain all the weight back? Yep, you can blame it on leptin. Leptin is the hormone that tells your body when to store fat and when not to. If you have too much fat, you have too much leptin. If you have too much leptin, you have too much fat. All this causes leptin resistance. Leptin resistance makes your brain think you're starving, so it tells your body to keep eating and store fat. Introducing the world's first and only proven leptin-lowering formula for safe, simple fat loss. Take two capsules 30 minutes before your two biggest meals. In 8 weeks on average, participants lost 21.3 pounds of fat and melted 3.96 inches from their waist. Text the word leptin, that's L-E-P-T-I-N, to the number 33777. That's leptin to 33777. Results will vary, may not be representative of the experience of others. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The worst day homeschooling will always be better than the best day of sending your kids to a public school. Amen, amen, and amen. Tell everybody here, if we want to start a micro school, I know that we can go to mfwbooks.com/4Tina. That's once again, mfwbooks.com/4Tina. And we will come up with the My Father's World website. Can you navigate us on a newbie person that wants to get out there and start a micro school? Where can they go to get insight?
If you scroll down just a little further and you hit schools, micro schools, and daycare, and then go to schools and micro schools, scroll down a little further, about midway, there you go, and watch Rescue the Children, an online micro school workshop. That splits our whole workshop into separate sections. They're easy, you know, palatable, a couple minutes here and there. It's about 2 hours, a little, maybe 2.5 hours total. A micro school we define as two or more families using the same curriculum, meeting together in person regularly.
Yay!
And plan to continue that and grow without interruption. So that's just our little definition. It can be anywhere from two families to 100 kids.
It's a lot like a co-op. So totally doable. Absolutely fantastic. Also want to let people know once again, if you go to mfwbooks.com/4Tina, you'll be able to also get a sweet tumbler. If you order over $100 or more using the code Tumblr22 at checkout, no spaces, Tumblr22 at checkout, we would not be where we are today, Leah, if it weren't for you. So thank you so much from the Counterculture Ministries team. You rock.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been great, and we love supporting you.
Since it's Christmas time, everybody is together as a family. You definitely want to head to the theaters this month to see 5,000 Blankets. It just might change the way you and your family view Christmas. 5,000 Blankets is inspired by a remarkable true story. When her husband has a mental breakdown and goes missing, a determined woman and her young son set out to find him on the streets, sparking a movement of compassion towards those in need and inspiring a city. You can get tickets for this phenomenal flick by going to fathomevents.com. It's in theaters December 12 and 13 only. Check it out with your munchkins.